I'm Daniel Britt, on the phone with Gerald Wolf of Greater Vision. And, of course, you know we're featuring Greater Vision in concert this Friday night at First Baptist Church Snellville. Gerald, it's great to have you on New Life FM.
Thank you, Daniel. It's great to be with you today.
And we're looking forward to you coming to the Atlanta area Friday night. Atlanta is not a strange place for you, is it?
No, we come down there. We come to First Baptist at least once a year, and then we come to Marietta, to Roswell Street once a year. So we're very familiar with that area. We have a lot of friends down there.
Speaking of First Baptist Atlanta, you recorded a project there recently. How's that? How much fun was that?
I tell you, Daniel, it was a lot of fun after it was over. But quite honestly, it was kind of unnerving to do it. We had never been on stage with a live orchestra, and since they're all those guys, most of those guys were union players, we had strict time guidelines we had to go by, and so we didn't get to rehearse very much with them. So it was the Lord really helped us out there and helped us get through that. It turned out great.
Oh, it did. Yeah.
But it was fun looking back on it. We have some tapes of the rehearsals and all, and they're fun to watch now.
Well, you now have a new project, and it's titled Faces. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll be, we have it now. It'll be in stores in about a week and a half.
Okay, and what was the goal when setting out to produce that album?
Well, you know, it had been 3 years since we had done a Greater Vision, just us, just trio, because we had done the Atlanta project with the orchestra, and then we had done the quartet's album with all the bass singers. So we really wanted to recapture our original sound, and so we used Wayne Hahn, that has arranged our last, I guess, six albums, and then we brought in Larry Goss as well. I used to work with Larry when I was with the Cathedrals years ago, and Larry and Wayne had never worked together on a recording before, so it turned out really good, and the song selection is great. Rodney wrote seven of the 12, and we're really excited for folks to hear these songs. We're already singing them in our concerts.
And that right there, the fact that Rodney wrote seven tells me it's going to be a great album. He just never ceases to amaze me. His songwriting skills are outstanding.
I know it. It's amazing. And, I travel with him, so it's amazing how he keeps coming up with these fresh ideas. He'll go to the back of the bus. For instance, last night when we left Michigan, headed home, when we started down the interstate, he went to the back of the bus, and I just happened to walk back to the refrigerator to get a bottle of water, and I could see him sitting back there, and he was singing. So he was working on a song, something that he had heard somebody say that night,
wow,
last night, that just triggered something in his brain, and he started writing a song about it.
Yeah, I've never written a song. I don't have that talent, so it amazes me to hear those stories about those songwriters and how they do
that. I know, it's great. Now, I've written two, but you'll never hear them.
Oh, well.
My wife's not even heard them, so I'm just not gifted in that area.
I've said individually, you guys are just as talented as you are together, and of course, when you come together as a team, it magnifies it even. But you guys have won awards individually, you've won awards together, and how many years have you guys been singing now? What's your?
Well, Greater Vision, in December this year will be 14 years. 14. Of course, Rodney and I have been together for 11, and Jason's been with us almost 9 years now. So, in our field, it's rare to go 9 years without any personnel changes. So,
you're right.
We like what we have, and the Lord's blessing it, so we plan to keep it like it is.
Now, because you were with the Cathedrals, is that sort of how Greater Vision got started? Was it sort of a spinoff of the Cathedral Quartet?
You know, honestly, it was not. I had left the Cathedrals in December of 1988, to come back home to Morristown just to be back home, and then I started doing solo concerts in churches on weekends, and then 2 years after that, the folks at our record company kept kind of asking me, you know, why don't you do a trio album just to see what it would sound like? So Mark Trammell of the Cathedrals and Chris Allman, who was from Burlington, North Carolina, we did a trio album, and it started from there. Mm. That was 14 years ago. And all next year we're doing some reunion concerts to celebrate our 15th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Mark Trammell's going to come, and Chris Allman, who's now a pastor in North Carolina, is coming in, and we're going to do several concerts together. So we're looking forward to that, too.
Well, this weekend's concert, Friday night, will be at First Baptist Church, Snellville. Great church, and we're looking forward to the concert. And I've often thought of Greater Vision as being a much a church group, a church, if you use the word performers, I guess, as you are stage performers. And how is that different? How are church services or church concerts different from civic center concerts and arena concerts?
I'll tell you that, quite honestly, folks who know us well will tell you that we are much more comfortable on a church platform than we are in an auditorium or civic center. Although we enjoy that, it's just in those type of settings, you know, there's the lighting and all the stuff you have to deal with, and it's hard to see the audience. Whereas in a church setting, we feel like we're closer to the folks we're singing to, and we can see their expressions, and it's just easier for us to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit as we work through that program to get to the last 10 minutes. That's everything we do in an hour or hour and a half program is to get us to the last 10 minutes where we feel like the Lord can really do a work and change somebody's life. And and so we're just much more at home. We've been called a church group for all these 14 years, and it doesn't offend us at all. We like being a church group.
That's good.
And that's where 80% of our programs are in churches.
Sure. Now, Gerald, this question is for the diehard Greater Vision fans because they know all about your music and they know all about your records and what's coming out and what the group is doing as a group. But individually, and on a more personal note, this week, for example, before we get to Friday, before the concert weekend begins for you, how will this week sort of play out? What's a normal week for you as Gerald Wolfe and as a member of Greater Vision?
Well, I don't know if we've ever had a normal week. We got home this morning. I rolled into the driveway here at 10 o'clock, and I met my wife and kids, and we have some relatives visiting from Florida, and they were on their way to Pigeon Forge to take them to one of the tourist things over there. And so I'm actually here at home by myself right now, and then later this afternoon the kids will come back. And we only have 2 days in this week, so we've got lots of stuff we have to do as far as, you know, the normal thing. We get our bills paid, we go to the bank, we any appointments we have to keep, and then spend time with the kids and the family, and we'll go out to eat. And then normally when we're in, we'll leave town on Wednesday night after church to start our weekend tour. This week, however, we're singing Wednesday night in South Carolina, so we'll have to leave early Wednesday morning. So this is a short weekend for us. We're just home 2 days. But a typical week, we try to cram what most people do in 7 days into two or three. And it's hard at times, but we're used to it. It's all our families have ever known, so we've adapted well. And, and Monday and Tuesday are sort of like our weekends, really.
Sure, sure. Well, we know you've got a busy week, and we do appreciate the time you've taken to call us. And we'll look forward to hearing maybe some new songs and some old familiar songs from Greater Vision Friday night in Snellville.
Man, we're excited about that. We look forward to seeing everybody.
Thanks so much, Gerald.
Thank you.